This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Adams County sheriff and two of his top deputies are facing felony charges. Former Sheriff Rick Reigenborn, a former undersheriff and former head of training, are accused of falsifying records and failing to complete required firearms training and driving classes. Reigenborn lost a campaign for re-election last year. In the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain, Aurora Police Sergeant Kevin Smith testified Thursday. He oversees training at the department. He told the court there are specific protocols when performing the carotid hold, including not doing it repeatedly and checking on a person's safety.
Once they come back to consciousness, we want to kind of start a little timer and say, hey, if they're not coherent, if they're not answering questions, if they're not appearing normal in that 30 seconds, then it's a medical emergency. We need to update rescue and provide first aid if we need to.
McClain never regained consciousness after he was put into a carotid hold twice by officers. He was also not given medical attention. Denver is considering reallocating nearly $15 million toward Mayor Mike Johnston's response to homelessness. Denverite's Rebecca Talber has more.
The nearly $15 million up for consideration this week includes money from the city's Coronavirus Emergency Response Fund, interest earned on federal pandemic recovery money, and leftover funds from a capital improvement project. The money will go towards Johnston's House 1000 program, which aims to bring people living in encampments into pallet shelters, hotel-style rooms, and long-term housing. The overall plan is estimated to cost $50 million. City Council will vote on the funding bills in the next few weeks. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
State money could keep Colorado's national parks open, even if the federal government shuts down this weekend. Governor Polis is looking for ways the state could step in financially, which the state has done in the past. Rocky Mountain National Park is the country's fourth most visited park, and Polis emphasized that letting it close could hurt businesses in nearby cities. This is CPR News.